Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part to our EWTN family, and we are so delighted Amen. That you have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. And remember that you can always listen to our show as a podcast. So if you're driving in your car and you're out at home and you're doing stuff and you're away from your television, just go to EWTN's Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you happen to listen to your podcast. Today we celebrate a powerful and heavenly trio with the feast of Saint Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, the angels.
The archangels.
These messengers of God remind us of God's constant protection, His guidance, and healing in our lives. Saint Michael as the defender, Saint Gabriel the bearer of good news, and Saint Raphael the healer. Each of these saints are powerful intercessors, and we'll be speaking about the importance of each one. With that being said, our question for today's show is this. Today is the feast day of the saints, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Who is your favorite archangel and why? And I got to listen to Father Mark preach this morning. He did a beautiful, delivered a beautiful homily. And, you know, I always, even before I had a radical conversion in my life, I always believed in the presence of angels. And you just always kind of knew that there was good and evil in the world. There was a presence and a power of good and evil, even aware of heaven and hell and the forces that we have to go through here on earth. And so to know, being a Catholic, that there is a beautiful feast day celebration for these three archangels.
Yes.
And their powerful presence in our lives, and we certainly pray the St. Michael's Prayer every single day for protection, for everything that is good and true and holy, even as we walk out the door and we come back home, blessing our coming and our going and everything in between. So if you don't pray to these angels, you should, and maybe today is a good day for you to start calling upon their presence and power in your lives.
A lot of you are in need, you have loved ones that you're very concerned about. And I think this show, speaking about these archangels who are living and active and mighty, that you might want to enlist them for that loved one. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today is the feast day of Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Who is your favorite archangel and why? And do you know the special gifts that they bring to us? We know that Saint Michael is for protection. We know that Saint Gabriel is the one that is the announcer of good news. And we know that Saint Raphael is one for healing. Mm. And so if you're in those places where you need assistance and guidance and prayer support, you need to call on them. I would think, for me, I always do, our Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, and Jesus, they're my trio. And then we call on the archangels, especially always Saint Michael. But it's good to incorporate all three of them because you need enlightenment from Saint Gabriel. We always need healing, even if it's emotional healing, physical healing, spiritual healing, ways that we could be the best version of ourselves today. And we don't have to do this alone. And that's the beautiful part of this journey.
I got a little bit scared when it said, hey, who's your favorite archangel?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, will the other ones be upset if I say the one that, I'm not even gonna do that. I like you all. I need you all. I don't want an archangel ticked off at me, although I don't think they could be. But and you know, to tell you the truth, the only archangel that I can remember praying with or to is St. Michael because of the St. Michael prayer.
Right.
And I guess I've been kind of feeling like I do pray very much for my guardian angel and your guardian angel, and that they would also speak to each other.
And help us. And,
exactly. How do you know that?
Well, we need help.
That they would do that.
Right.
But I guess I just didn't feel it, like, worthy to ask an archangel. You know, maybe only the Pope can ask archangel, but you can. It's so silly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That I'm not worthy to ask an archangel, but I'm asking Jesus to do things. So I guess the archangel's like, I'm working this out right now.
But, you know, but Father Mark was sharing this morning, even in his homily, just about the demonic forces and how they can muddle a conversation because they want to intrude in what you're saying and what you're hearing so that you become annoyed or aggravated with each other. And it's like, hey, hun, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Or, and it's how we heard it. Or is it just our person, our woundedness that hears something that way? Or is there demonic forces that are messing up how we're hearing things too? And and Father Mark did a great, great job in just, so if you haven't heard that sermon, you might want to go on demand and just get that because Father did a good job in his homily this morning.
In each one of the names, they end in E-L. Mm-hmm. That's very important to remember. And Pope Benedict brings this out in one of his teachings. So each of those archangels have within them the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
El is God. And so it's Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. And, you know, they're imprinted with God. You know, who gets to be named with that L in it like that? So that it's intrinsic to who they are. However, they were, you know, created, these archangels. And they're before the face of God. And then they go and fight or bring messages. But it's their nature to be imprinted with God. And we need God. People I'm thinking of right now who I love that are battling, that are being tempted, and you know, you try to do and say everything that you possibly can, and you know, and it's like, okay, I'm getting to know these archangels a little bit better. Now Gabriel's really interesting because he's the one that revealed to Mary, right, that you will conceive and so on.
And to Zechariah about Elizabeth.
Exactly,
right?
To Mary and to Zechariah. So it's about John the Baptist, it's about Jesus Christ, and then, you know, being conceived, Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, and John being conceived, you know, miraculously. And so, yeah, I mean, that's great. So, and it's kind of like they knock. Gabriel is a knocker. He's knocking on the door. And I'm just saying, Lord, would you knock on his door? Would you knock on his mind? Gabriel comes into dreams, you know. Joseph is well, right? Like, you know, what's all happening here? I don't know. Or move here, move there. They're coming to kill the child and so on. And so I just think supernaturally, I always ask the Lord to be in my dreams and thoughts before we go to bed.
Yes.
Lord, speak to me in my dreams. So if you're saying somebody's mind, somebody's heart, somebody's dreams need to be knocked on with a name that ends in L, God, Gabriel, would you come and just speak to this person? They have to choose what they're going to do with it. But I'm asking for supernatural phenomenon, and Gabriel is the one that I link into that, for that. The one who knocks upon the door, upon the heart, upon dreams, and come to them, speak the word of the Lord, because he's before the face of God, bringing the message of God. He's the messenger of God. And so that's really, really powerful. And like you were saying, St. Michael the Archangel is the warrior who wrestled with Satan, Lucifer, and through those that were working with him out of heaven. You know, I don't know what that means for us because they're kind of hanging out here as well. I know they'll all be conquered, but he's the fighter. Lord, would you fight for my husband, for my son, daughter, grandchild? Lord, I'm fighting, I'm interceding, but now I'm enlisting you, Saint Michael. Would you clear out the stuff, as you said, spiritual warfare. Put on the whole armor of God, we say. Well, what does Michael have? How does he wage warfare? Would you wage warfare? You know, make abortion, you know, banned every place, everywhere, no more. Wars to cease. Michael, fight.
Well, we have a great prayer. This is prayers to St. Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Heavenly King, you have given us archangels St. Michael and Gabriel and Raphael to assist us during our pilgrimage on earth. St. Michael is our protector, and I ask him to come to my aid. Fight for all my loved ones and protect us from danger. St. Gabriel is a messenger of the good news, and I ask him to help me clearly hear your voice and to teach me the truth. St. Raphael is the healing angel, and I ask him to take my need for healing and that of everyone I know, lift it up to your throne of grace, and deliver back to us the gift of recovery. Help us, O Lord, to realize more fully the reality of the archangels and their desire to serve us. Holy angels, pray for us. Yeah. That is a great prayer. We need to believe that. We need to know that the assistance and that they want to come up alongside of us and aid us. You know, sometimes I think my life, where I am with my brothers and sisters, with my children, with my grandchildren, I think my greatest gift is that God has called me to be a prayer warrior. I mean, it's like, and sometimes it's long suffering with some family members and you're like, Lord, how long? When are they gonna get salvation? When is this gonna happen? And it's like, Joy, that's what you just need to do. You need to stand in the gap and pray. Well, I'm gonna call down all of these beautiful archangels because sometimes I just get weary. I get tired. I need to be fortified and strengthened in my prayers and say, come and help me that I can continue to suffer long in this place of intercession and standing in the gap and crying out that none would die without the saving knowledge of Jesus and spend eternity with him.
We often hear that, especially from the evangelical Pentecostals, who focus on something that's very important. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? That's important for us as Catholics as well. And God's given us so many resources to do that. But it's not a private relationship. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can get into, it's just me and Jesus, and that's a lot. But, you know, we have angels. Are we calling upon them? Are we asking them? Are we giving permission? Do they need my permission? Jesus wants your permission. I know in my relationship with Mary, who I came into a nice relationship with her, you know, I was in my 60s. And I found out that once I gave her permission to be my mother, because I had a hard time doing that because I lost my mother at an early age. I have a mother. I don't want to ask anybody to be my mother. Finally, when I came to the place where I understood, I said, you could mother me, you know, be my mother. And that there were so many blessings being withheld from Mary, who's very patient. She's a typical mother. You ignore her, yell at her, whatever, and she's still going to love you. But once I gave permission, so much was happening. So you got to act. You got to respond. You got to say, I want you. And I admit that I don't even know all about you, but, you know, it's good. And then so many things will happen. It's the same thing with the archangels. We got a comment here. It says, my son, who recently passed away, on September 12, 2025, God bless you, God bless him, we're sorry for so great a loss, was born on the feast day of the archangels, 9, 29, 10. My favorite is St. Michael, because he is a protector. And so is my son, Reese Landon Yock Santos. And this is from Heather from Facebook. And it's a little hard to get. I'm saying, like, okay, I can say Michael's, is she saying her son's a protector too? She's believing that the son is now with the Lord, she's hoping, trusting that, and she kind of feels like, you know, my son is praying for me, that he's a protector too. I think that's really beautiful.
And it is, and we need to pray to Archangel Raphael for healing. He will fix broken families, especially families that are suffering and separated. Just call on him every day, and he will protect you during the travels in the name of Jesus. And this is from Lourdes from Facebook.
Let's say something about Raphael.
Yes.
He might be the lead. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I never knew the Book of Tobit until I became Catholic.
You were a convert, and I was Catholic, and I didn't know the Book of Tobit. And then when I left and became even a minister in Anglican Church, you know, Tobit wasn't regarded a you know, one of the books of the canon. So anyway, Tobit is a fantastic book. If you're not read it, you need to read it. What a godly, holy man. And then his son Tobiah. Mm-hmm. takes this trip, I think, to find a place to bury his dad because they're exiled. So, and some of you know the story, some of you don't. But he says, find a guy that can help you to find this way. And so he finds a guy who has a name, but it's Raphael. So anyway, it's a long story, but anyway, they go.
Read the book of Tobit.
And the story begins, about they say about Tobit, who's blind, right? Because I think a bird defecated in his eyes. I mean, what the heck is that about? Okay, but this, I think that's what it said. And then, and about Sarah, who had seven husbands and never consummated, it seems to me, their relationship because they were killed. By the demon, as Moses or something like that. So anyway, but that stuff was going to happen. And so then Raphael's telling him about cooking the fish, keeping particular parts. If you're ever getting hit by demons, his how you cook it over coals and the demon will live. So he does that when he meets this woman who's going to become his wife. And so they do that, the demon leaves. And then before they consummate the marriage, I think, anyway, he says, let's kneel down and pray. Mm-hmm. Beautiful prayer. You need to know that prayer for chastity in marriage. And he says, you know, Lord, I take this woman not out of lust, but I take her for a right reason in person, to take her as a wife. And they prayed. And then the father's coming because he had seven other guys that were killed. He thought he was going to be dead. He had a grave for him to put him in it. And the guy's alive. You know, the guy's alive. And they do that. And then on the way home, he says, also, I told you about what to do with this other part of the fish. Rub it in your father's eyes, and he's going to scratch his eyes,
and
he's going to see. And so those things happen. Raphael is no joke. I mean, he is powerful for healing, for recovery, for chastity. So we need to know these archangels and call upon them to help us. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, it's been some time since we've seen our friends Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, who are the hosts of More to Life radio show. But we go to them now for family time for some tips on building a prayer life among all the busyness of having a family.
How many times have we heard someone say, I used to have a great prayer life until I had kids?
Well, the problem is, most of the things we think of as Catholic spirituality are drawn from the monastic and clerical traditions. They don't fit very well into messy family life.
But it makes no sense to think that living out our sacramental vocation should be an obstacle to grace.
God wants to use every part of your marriage and family life to draw closer to you and perfect you in His love. But responding to Him might require you to broaden your understanding of what an active marriage and family prayer life looks like.
St. John Vianney said, prayer is nothing less than union with God. Well, because every part of family life is filled with sacramental grace, there are about a million different ways to pursue union with God at home.
Well, to start, every morning, give your day to God. Ask Him to help you hear Him speaking through all the events of your day. Pray for the grace to approach your day in a manner that glorifies Him and helps you become the person, spouse, and parent He's calling you to be.
Throughout the day, when you experience a blessing or a struggle, bring it to God and ask, Lord, what are you trying to say to me through this? Don't settle for easy answers. Reflect on what you're doing, whether it's making a meal or hugging a child or paying a bill. Pay attention to the feelings and memories the Holy Spirit brings to mind.
And take that whole experience to God. Praise Him for the little moments of joy and insight, and seek His healing for the not-so-good feelings or memories that sometimes come up too. The key is to not keep God at arm's length while you get stuff done so maybe you can carve out a little prayer time later. But rather, seek union with Him as best you can in each moment He gives you.
This type of active contemplation can allow you to see life in your domestic church as a path to holiness instead of an obstacle to it.
Greg and Lisa are just fantastic, and can't say how important prayer is. We were discussing first part of the day is great. You really need to do something with as a couple, with family. You know, God's looking for people, not necessarily who teach about prayer or speak about prayer. He wants you to pray. However simple that is to do that. Because great power is released when a husband prays with a wife and a wife with the husband. They have great power that nobody else can loose. A wife praying for her husband does things that no pope can do, no saint can do. Why? Because she's my wife. And God's given her to me in a special way. She has power that nobody else has over me, and I with her. No substitute. You need to understand that, or you're going to be losing a lot of power. And then with the children, to pray with, over, to affirm them, to touch them when you pray with them, to bless their lives, their souls, their hearts, future mates, or vocational call. If we knew, if we could see the angels that are released, the saints that are released, the encounters that would have taken place that aren't being taken place because you didn't pray, the encounters that have taken place that you don't want to take place because you didn't call upon St. Michael the Archangel, or you didn't study and say, Lord, I call upon angels, I call upon saints. I don't say I know what this is all about. I need help. I need aid. And when you pray, it says to your kids, my father's the head of the house, but the ultimate ruler, he's bending his knee before the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the head and the Lord of this house. My father listens to him. And if I have to bring something to him and say, Dad, is this what Jesus would do and so on, that I have the right to do that. Jesus Christ runs this house. And the teachings of the Catholic Church, we're trying to obey those. You got to take time. We take time for so many other things. Some of them that could lead us to hell, and we still take time for them on the phone, this, that, or the other thing. There's no excuse, especially for parents, to take the leap. Make time. It doesn't take a lot of time to dispel a lot of darkness. Be sure to join us on this Wednesday when author Lisa Livesey will be on the show to speak with us about her book, Minding Mom, A Caregiver's Devotional Story. It's a fantastic book. Each chapter's a page, really meaningful about her own story and journey in this. Caregivers need care and need to be helped and need to hear from other people, you know, just about what they're doing and how they're doing it. Oftentimes they get a lot of criticism. They're doing it. They're in the ring fighting for somebody. And other people say, no, do it this way, do it that way. She relates to all that stuff. You're an important part of the CWTN family. You're never alone. And you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.